Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So last week, Dustin, we had James Franklin on from Penn State. And he gave us the full court press on why Saquon Barkley should go number one. And obviously, I disagreed with him, and we got into it, and that was fun. But This is better for me here, Dustin, because as you know, Dustin, I've been saying to whoever will listen to me that the Browns should take Bradley Chubb at four. Have I not been saying that for a long time?
And I've been talking about Bradley Chubb for a year since I did their game back in early September.
Well, Lewis Riddick today, by the way, said if Bradley Chubb and Myles Garrett were in the same draft together, he would take Bradley Chubb over Myles Garrett. We all know how good Myles Garrett is. Take quarterback at one, Chubb at four, get the bookend pass rushers. And joining us now to talk about it, a guy who knows him very well, the head coach at NC State, Dave Doran. Coach, thanks for joining us. We appreciate the time.
Absolutely. Appreciate you guys letting me on.
You got it, Coach. Let's talk about your guy there, Bradley Chubb, because in our mock draft conversations, as we just said, I've been advocating for the Browns to take him at four. Now, he could go higher. I mean, he might go two, we might go one, you never know. But obviously the Giants just traded Jason Pierre-Paul today, so maybe at two they'll take him. But tell us what the Browns would get if they get him at one or a four.
Well, first thing you're going to get is a great human being. And Bradley's first class in everything he does. He comes from an incredible family and a football family at that. And as a player, you're going to get a relentless guy that plays with an edge, that has every tool in the box, and he's going to leave it on the field every day. I mean, he practices as hard as he plays in games. As good a player and as talented a player as he is, he's also one of the hardest working players I've ever been around. And that's what makes him so unique, in my opinion. Every facet of his game is personal to him. And he takes pride in that. You know, if there's something he doesn't do well, he's going to work harder than everyone in the building to get that off the film. And to me, that's the kind of player that you build your program around and that can make a difference on and off the field in your locker room and build a culture around that.
Coach, where do you see him playing in the NFL? On the edge? Because I know you guys use him in a variety of ways on your defense there. You know, most people look at him, and the Browns have Myles Garrett, who they drafted number one overall last year. And, you know, my partner mentioned that Lewis Riddick said this guy would be better or be drafted higher than Myles Garrett potentially if they were in the same draft. I can't imagine if they're on the same team together. I mean, that would be insane.
Well, Bradley's so good against the run, too, and I think that's what separates him from some of the edge players that people talk about. You know, he's a tremendous run defender, and he's a good pass rusher on the edge. So, you know, it's hard for me to say how he fits in their defense just because I haven't studied it. But, you know, for us, in a four-down system, he was a great edge player, and we did drop him in coverage, and he excelled at that as well. And we did move him around, you know, and get him in mismatch situations inside at times, too. He's got a high football IQ, so they can do a lot with him.
We're talking with NC State head coach Dave Doran. Coach, I like the fact, another positive to me, is that he's a senior. And, you know, there's a lot of elite players.
Well, by the way, he could have came out last year.
Right, that's what I'm saying. A lot of elite players will come out early. He stayed. Maybe you could tell us why he decided to stay for a senior year. But and I like that. More seasoned, a little older, a little more experienced.
Well, I think the biggest thing is he saw areas in his game that he could improve by coming back, and there were certain things that he felt he could do better, plays he had left on the field that he wanted to take advantage of, and he relished his role as a leader here, and he loved the players he played with. I mean, those other D linemen we have are great players as well that were all in the same recruiting class. Those guys were brothers, and I think finishing something together meant a lot more than money to him, and I think he saw that he could improve his stock in the draft the way he has if he just continued to make the strides that he's made through his career. So he had a plan. He knew exactly what he wanted to do and why he wanted to do it, and to his credit, he was able to see it through.
And you mentioned, and we're talking with NC State head football coach Dave Doran, You mentioned his family. His brother was a star, or excuse me, his father was a linebacker at Georgia. His brother Brandon played at Wake Forest. He's cousins, I believe, with Nick Chubb, the running back from Georgia. So this guy's got some bloodlines now.
He does, you know, and they were all competitive, excellent players, excellent people. And so he grew up in a family where that's what you did. You competed at a high level, you know, and that's all he knows. And his brother was a great player at Wake Forest. I mean, tremendous player, one of the best players in our league, and an overachiever, and, you know, great story for himself. And now Bradley came in here wanting to be better than him, and that meant something to him in the competitive family that they have.
And you talk about Bradley Chubb leaves North Carolina State, number one all-time in the history, I'm sorry, since 2005 in the ACC with tackles for a loss, sixth in sacks since 2005 in the ACC. He just put up, you know, there's not a lot of stats, obviously, for defensive players, but he put up some impressive ones, Coach.
He did, you know, and he worked himself into being that guy, which is what makes the story so great, too, you know, to go from a 235-pound guy to a 275-pound guy and to run the way he runs and produce the way he has in multiple places for us on the field, and his durability, you know, playing in this conference against the linemen we play against. He's been extremely durable, too.
NC State head football coach Dave Doran with us on the hotline talking about top overall prospect, maybe top overall prospect, Bradley Chubb. Hey, there was a back in the Clemson game when he was stealing the towel from Kelly Bryant. I mean, obviously you saw that and it was like super funny to us, but I know in the game, like, you don't want to necessarily do that. What did you say to him on the sidelines when he came off?
Oh, I just told him to focus on the game. You know, I mean, I want our guys to play well. I want our guys to be able to focus. And,
yeah,
you know, part of Bradley's game is that. And he is an intimidator. It's just, you know, at times you get a little too far into it, and that happened. But, you know, we got him right back into where he needed to be. And obviously when you play the way he plays, those little things like that don't mount up to a whole lot to me. It's different if the guy's not a difference maker that's making plays left and right and leading our team every day the way he did, you know. I think it was made into a huge deal, you know, nationally. But for us, it was just, hey, you know, let's learn from it, move on, and we did.
Yeah, I just thought it was kind of funny because I looked at it like this dude's just trying to be an intimidator. I mean, that's a good quarterback there for Clemson, and he's like messing with them, you know, and it's like – he's doing whatever it takes to get in this guy's head. I you know, listen, as an ex-player myself, I can respect that because it takes some stones to do something like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, Bradley definitely has stones. There's no doubt
there's
about
no
it.
There's no doubt.
He plays with an edge, and that's part of his game, you know, and so you just got to know how to use it the right way. And, you know, like I said, it was never a thing where we're in here talking about towels. You know what I mean? Hey, let's keep the game where it needs to be. Have your fun, but let's not make it a distraction and move on. And, you know, we have great respect for him. And, you know, part of the deal, when you have a player that's playing like that, they're going to have some things about him that are different. And he carried himself the right way at our school. Every year he was here, he's a tremendous leader. And there's not many people who can say they were two-time captains and player of the year in college football, you know.
No doubt.
He's an elite person on and off the field for us.
Hey, you got a couple other dudes, Coach, that are going to be drafted here on that same defensive line. Kentavious Street, B.J. Hill is a defensive tackle. Those guys have a chance to be drafted pretty high as well, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, and Justin Jones.
Justin Jones, too, excuse me.
I mean, all four of those guys, you know, three of them, they're all four at the combine, which is rare in itself. But, you know, they're all being looked at differently from different teams, and they're higher on some boards than others. And they're all guys that love the game, that study the game, that work hard away from the game, and that are going to have good careers, you know. I look forward to watching them continue.
Coach, when you got guys like this, like Bradley Chubb and some of these other guys you mentioned who are going to the NFL, or at least hopefully going, what advice do you give them? Like, what do you have a, you know, something specific that you talk to them about to take that step to the next level?
Well, there's a lot of conversations, you know, as you're developing guys, just about ways to be like a pro and to outwork people and have a plan in place, you know, to study yourself and critique yourself and stay humble and understand how you got to where you were. I mean, these aren't guys that walked in the door at 300 pounds or 275. They're guys that came in here and worked to become what they are today. And you have to remember where you came from, you know. And I think a lot of times, especially now, I mean, I talked to him the other day, the hype machine's in full tilt, you know, and just don't lose sight of what got you there. And that's the thing I love about Bradley. He's got great humility.
Coach, you know, you obviously playing in the ACC, you played against Lamar Jackson, you know, and I'm curious, you know, there's a lot of talk about him. Some people suggest that he should play wide receiver. We think that's crazy. It seems like he's going to be drafted, if not in the first round, maybe in the second round.
Right.
You know, you guys beat him this year. What do you think about Lamar Jackson?
Well, I'm glad he's gone. I'll tell you that. I think he's as dynamic a quarterback as I've ever had to defend as a coach, and he can throw the ball extremely well. I mean, obviously, when you run like he does, everyone's going to say that he should play another position, but I do think he can play quarterback and play it well, and obviously people who have him, whatever team he ends up on, and it's going to be their task to figure out, you know, the best ways to utilize his gift. But he and Bobby Petrino's offense, you know, was tasked with a lot of drop-back scheme and reading concepts, and he did a hell of a job in the ACC of tearing up a lot of secondaries throwing the football. And, you know, you got to account for him as a scrambler and as a runner, and he's tough to defend. I mean, he's going to be somebody's gift over there, and I know they'll figure out a right way to use him at the next level.
We're talking with NC State Wolfpack head coach Dave Doran. Dave, the last thing for me, you know, I we talk a lot in Cleveland here about quarterbacks and who we're going to draft, and now we know the top few guys are. Yeah, we were talking about Ryan Finley as maybe being one of those guys, but he's coming back to you for another season. How surprised were you? I'm sure you're thrilled that he's coming back. There's no doubt about that.
Right. No, we're really excited Ryan's coming back. And, you know, Ryan, like Bradley, went through all the steps and did a lot of homework on where they had him slotted. And he wants to be the best quarterback in college football. And he's smart enough to understand the difference, you know, from being the fifth or sixth compared to being the first or second when it comes to the monetary value in those contracts. And Ryan believes that, you know, one more year of production will get him there. And like Bradley, he saw the difference, you know, of a second round potential or a third round to being a first rounder. And he has that ability to be in that conversation next year by coming back. So we're really excited to have him as a leader, as a player, and obviously as a head coach, knowing who your quarterback is, especially one like him that's so smart and gifted, you know, makes you sleep good at night.
Hey, I lied. I have one more question, Coach, if you got a second, because I want to ask you about Nyheim Hines, who may be one of the fastest running backs I've ever seen. Track guy, right. 4x100-meter guy. He ran a 4.38 at the combine in the 40-yard dash. He's probably going to be a mid-round guy for whoever, maybe for the Browns. We'll see. This guy can flat out move.
Yeah, and he plays with a huge edge. You know, I think he's one of those guys that grew up 5'9", and a lot of people told him he's too small this, too small that. Because of that, he plays with a huge attitude, you know, that he is big, he is strong, he is tough, and he's gifted, you know, from a speed standpoint. But he has incredible vision, and he's hard to tackle. I mean, he is really strong, compact guy, and his ability to catch punts and return kicks and change the game in one play, it's uncanny. I mean, he can do it out of the backfield as a receiver. He can do it in the slot as a receiver. And they can dump him out into empty formations and get matchups. And so he's a real versatile guy that, you know, somebody offensively is going to have a lot of fun with.
Coach, we appreciate the time. You got us feeling good about Bradley Chubb. Not a surprise there. And we appreciate it. Thank you for joining us.
Oh, thanks for having me, guys. Go Pack.
There you go. NC State head coach Dave Doran. Good to chat with him. I really like, that's another positive, as we talked about Bradley Chubb going back for his senior year. He's a seasoned player. We talked about all time, or at least
he would have been. He would have been like a borderline first, second round pick last year, and that's a lot of money,
right? Sure.
But all those dudes on the D line, they're bull.
Bet on himself.
All four starters this year on the defensive line at NC State, were all seniors, and so those guys were tight. You imagine, like, you come in with those guys, you're recruited,
right, sure.
You go through the process, and you say to yourself, well, I could go make this money, but hey, I'd go back and do something special, maybe be even higher, and now he's going to be a top five pick. That's life-changing money.
No doubt about it. When we come back, we'll talk more about Bradley Chubb, and, you know, could the Giants be stealing him away at two after trading Jason Pierre-Paul? By the way, the Baltimore Orioles of the NFL, even worse, the Dolphins, just signed Frank Gore. Like that's going to solve their problems. Let's sign a 34-year-old running back. There you go. There's the answer. That's coming up next right here on The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.